Hello, hello. Welcome to the Mother Days podcast. I am one of your hosts, Teresa Palmer.
And I'm Sarah Dawson.
Woo! Guys, today we have our friend with us. We are so excited. The gorgeous Jessie DeLoe. Woo! Yay, Jessie. We're so excited to have you on. My favorite memory of Jessie, who is a manifestation coach, certified yoga instructor, art therapist, co-founder of How You Glow, and she also provides life-enhancing and enriching and enlightening experiences to clients across the globe. This girl is a manifestation expert. And do you remember, Jessie, when we met, I really got to know you on horseback. We were riding alongside each other. And I was picking her brains about her manifestation process. And what she said was so profound. And it was actually quite unique because obviously you guys all know that I'm so deep in the manifestation world. I love it. It's all I want to talk about. And Jessie's approach was really something I hadn't heard before. And I was like, Jessie, we have to get you on the podcast.
As your horse was like biting my horse's tush over and over again. And like we were like, yeah, like there was a lot of commotion and we were going very slow. A lot of biting of tushes while we were going very slow.
My horse was getting as excited as I was. It was like, oh, this woman's amazing. Do you know how much cashback you're leaving on the table settling for the wrong credit card? Imagine earning up to 5% cashback on your groceries for the next 30 years. Think of all that cashback on those overpriced kombuchas. NerdWallet helps everyone make smarter financial decisions today that future you will thank you for. With NerdWallet, you won't regret missing out on rewards. NerdWallet lets you compare smart cashback credit cards side by side to make the most of your everyday spending. So what could future you do with more cashback? Splurge on some fancy champagne with the gals, or order fine dining to the house and watch a good true crime doco. Whatever it is, make it happen with a smarter cashback credit card. Don't wait to make smart financial decisions. Compare and find smarter credit cards, savings accounts, and more today at nerdwallet.com. NerdWallet. Finance smarter. As with all cards, credit is subject to lender approval and terms apply.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
This episode is brought to you by Bumble. So you want to find someone you're compatible with, specifically someone who's ready for a serious connection, totally open to having kids in the future, is a tall, rock-climbing Libra, and loves rom-coms with vegan pizzas on Tuesdays just as much as you do. Bumble knows that you know exactly what's right for you. So whatever it is you're looking for, Bumble's features can help you find it. Date now on Bumble.
And you also, you offer one-on-one manifestation sessions and relationship coaching sessions and group manifestation workshops that blend your background in therapeutic healing and spirituality, positive psychology, and neuroscience. I want to hear about this. I know you inspire people to live their most vibrant life possible and step into alignment with their soul's true calling. Tell me about this work. How did you get into it? And, you know, why did you lean so hard into this aspect of the universe?
Yeah. Well, first of all, I really appreciated everyone's enthusiasm about manifestation when we first met. I feel like there was just this like communal excitement around manifestation. And honestly, I don't see why anyone wouldn't have that excitement when you realize that you can have such a collaborative approach to creating your life and to making, you know, your dreams happen. So this group of women we were with when we met was all like very stoked on it. So it was really nice to have that experience of everyone either already being familiar with it or just like so eager to learn. So that was really cool. From my background, so I was interested in manifestation from a young age, I'll say. My mom was always like a really, someone who did a lot of work on herself, had a huge library of self-help books, like metaphysics and like psychology, manifestation, you know, every type of book you'd find in like the self-help aisle at like a really cool granola-y bookstore. My mom basically had which was awesome because my sister and I really took advantage of it. We would read those books. And so I just feel like even just having a mom who is like interested in all of that, plus my own interest in just being able to learn for myself, kind of started like a very organic path towards like using these modalities and tools on my own. And then when I went to college, I got really into yoga. I was already studying psychology and art, and literally I Googled, upon graduation, I Googled art and psychology, and the field of art therapy showed up. And I said, okay, well, here's my two interests and this is what I'll go do. And so I applied to one school. I applied to NYU, got my master's in art therapy, which thank God I did. It was so interesting. And in between graduating and starting, I went for a month to a place called Kripalu and got my yoga certification. So in that month, I sort of, you know, I turned off my phone. Actually, just like had broken up with my college boyfriend. It was like a very healing experience of disconnection and also connection to myself and deepening of my own practices, meditation, yoga, aromatherapy, just all these amazing modalities. And then when I started at NYU, like the cool thing about that school is right away, you are working with patients. So like from day one, you get an internship. And so I was working in a place called the New York Center for Living, and it was with adolescents who either were, you know, had substance abuse problems and co-occurring disorders. So everything that kind of comes along with someone who at that age would have a substance abuse problem. And so I was teaching yoga. I was doing art therapy. I was working in like mental hospitals. I was working in a lot of really interesting places. And my fascination was really with, I think, number one, the mind, like how do our minds work? And art therapy really taps into and explores the subconscious and a lot about how we store images in our subconscious mind. And then you kind of explore that through making art and use the metaphor of art to kind of explain things that might be like too painful or deep to access.
Wow.
So, and then when you combine it with yoga and meditation, you again, like peel back the layers to get deeper into a place that might feel inaccessible, right? Anyway, so I was doing that work for a while. I moved to LA, continued to do that work. And then once I had my daughter, Amelie, who's now 6 and a half, I always measure how long I've been a manifestation coach by how long I've had Amelie, because basically, I had her and I was walking on the beach. I had her in the baby carrier. And I had this moment, this like truly like a download as I'm walking on the beach with Amelie in the baby carrier. I was like, I was actually really happy doing the work I was doing. It was really interesting work, very challenging work. But I had this like really strong download. Like I want to switch gears and I want to be a manifestation coach. I felt in that moment, like, wow, I've really manifested beyond my wildest dreams with my
husband,
with this life at the beach with my child, like all which I felt happened so organically, such a level of like flow to my life. I was like, okay, this is a moment where I think my gift is to be able to help people achieve their dream and to do it in a way where, you know, someone is coming to me rather than me going to them in like a treatment center where, you know, it's kind of like put on someone rather than someone being really ready to like make a big change.
Yes.
So basically that was my path. And then that day that I had this like aha moment, I put on Instagram, like, I'm offering, well, actually, first I texted my husband and I was like, hey, what do you think about this pivot? I was like, dude, what do you think? Like, and he was like, I'm not, you know, I'm working, but like, I'm excited to chat with you. Like, that sounds really interesting. Like, never heard of that before, but cool. Like, I can't wait to hear more over dinner. By the time he got home, I'd already like put on Instagram, hey, I'm a manifestation coach. Like, I have sessions available. And I already like booked a few sessions. Like, and he was like, wow, you really like, I like probably had like a website.
Went for it.
Wow. Really committed. And thank goodness I did, because it's been just such like an amazing path for me. And I think even like learning about my human design, I don't know if you guys have ever done that before. Have you guys done that?
Yes. Yes, it's like I have.
I'm a projector, and my human design is so aligned with the work that I do. And like, it's just interesting to me that I found that, you know, so naturally, like it came to me. So I'm really grateful.
Oh, I love hearing stories like that. It's like it had been orbiting you and waiting to come in at the perfect timing. And of course, when you open up the gates, it was like a flood. Like it just, you were right there. You landed exactly where you were meant to be.
Exactly. When we were talking with you, I know that like your approach to manifestation, or how you teach manifestation, was different than some of the ways that, like, you know, we've heard about or talked about or whatever. And Teresa was like, my mind is blown. Like, I'm so excited after she had that horseback ride with you. And I was like, I want to know everything. So like, will you talk a little bit about your process, or how it is that you go about, like, what, like for somebody that's like a newbie, right? Like, how do you go about that, this process? If like I'm wanting to call something in, like where do I start? And what does that look like if someone's like working with you or taking your course or whatever it is?
So the first step is, and I actually don't remember what exactly I said, so I'm curious what I said on her.
Yeah, I'll see if you say it again.
I was just focusing on like trying to, you know, stay alive on that horse.
Same, by the way. My horse was like spinning in circles.
Your horse was psycho, Sarah.
So the first step is radical honesty and awareness about where you are currently in your life. Okay, so there's no getting around this step. This is where you start. So whenever someone comes to me and wants to work together, the first session is like an inventory. Okay, where are you right now? What's happening right now? Can you describe like the life that you, the reality that you are experiencing right now? Because I know that sounds very simple, but many people actually do not take the time to pause and assess. And they're just so focused on, I want this, I want that, or this is not going well. Mm. But they're not really quite sure like what they already have. So it's this moment of pause and assessment. Okay, what's my life? Second biggest part of that is taking radical responsibility for the reality that you're experiencing. And so this empowers you to really own it, to own what you've built, what you've created, and your perception of what you're experiencing. And a lot of people have some trouble doing this. I mean, as you would imagine, like a common tendency is to blame, or to blame circumstances, or to say, you know, like it's, for example, it's like even the weather, it's like, oh, well, the weather, you know, it's like raining and I'm in a bad mood because like, which I'm guilty of too. I'm like, I'm a sunshine person, but at the end of the day, it's like, that's my response, right? My response to the rain is to feel a certain way. And I have the ability to shift the way I'm experiencing that. Right. And someone might love rain and really flourish in the rain. Right?
Me, I love rain and storms. I love a storm.
Yeah, exactly. And so it's just our perception, our associations, our past experiences that shape the way that we experience our present. So the first step is getting really clear on that. I like to have people tell me, like as if they're writing an autobiography, like tell me the narrative of your life. What have you been telling yourself about you? Because we're all carrying these narratives. And it's interesting because you can't remember your...
Love this.
You know, you can't remember your whole life. We have so many like millions of memories that we have, but we latch on to just very few. And we make that sort of like the chapters that we remember, like from each year. It's like, okay, well, this year this happened and that year that happened to me. And this year, this person left. Like we find like significant things to remember. And a lot of the times the significant things that we choose to carry don't serve us, or the way that that memory is integrating within us is holding us back in some way. Right. And so clean up the narrative, like, how did you get here from the moment you were born to the moment we're sitting here together having this conversation? What's the story that you tell yourself that made you who you are in this moment? And is there any way to reshape that narrative to empower you in the present rather than make you? We all have some sort of victim story in some way, shape, or form.
Yes.
And how do we, again, get honest about that? Reclaim our power when it comes to, you know, how we understand ourselves and who we are and our story. And then like work with, it's kind of, you know, this reprogramming of, okay, what's another way I could have, you know, stored that memory, right? What's another thing I can look for to understand that experience better that's going to serve me rather than hinder me? Because my goal with working with people is to really unlock unlimited possibilities that are always available to all of us. But we have these sort of like invisible blocks that we can't see that we put up based on the way that we tell a story about ourselves, right? So that's the first step.
This message is sponsored by Greenlight. So as your kids get older, some things about parenting gets easier, right? So we're not up in the middle of the night a million times, potentially, and they can start cleaning up after themselves. They can do some vacuuming and they can help out around the house. Okay, so then other things don't, like having conversations about money. Well, the fact is kids won't really know how to manage their money until they're actually in charge of it. And that is where Greenlight can help.
With the Greenlight app, kids learn how to save, invest, and spend wisely thanks to games that teach money skills in a fun, accessible way. The Greenlight app also includes a chores feature where you can set up one-time or reoccurring chores customized to your family's needs, and then you reward kids with an allowance for a job well done. I was thinking about this and I was like, oh, I remember being a child and my chore was I had to unload the dishwasher every day. Did I get pocket money, Sarah? No, I did not. Things are different these days. And millions of people and kids are learning about money on Greenlight. It is the easy, convenient way for parents to raise financially smart kids and families to navigate life together.
I feel like that knowledge is so empowering, and being able to give them this access is just going to make them feel so good when they go to purchase something or donate to a charity or whatever it is. So sign up for Greenlight today and get your first month free when you go to greenlight.com/motherdays. That's greenlight.com/motherdays to try Greenlight for free. Greenlight.com/motherdays.
Do you know how much cashback you're leaving on the table settling for the wrong credit card? Imagine earning up to 5% cashback on your groceries for the next 30 years. Think of all that cashback on those overpriced kombuchas. NerdWallet helps everyone make smarter financial decisions today that future you will thank you for. With NerdWallet, you won't regret missing out on rewards. NerdWallet lets you compare smart cashback credit cards side by side to make the most of your everyday spending. So what could future you do with more cashback? Splurge on some fancy champagne with the gals, or order fine dining to the house and watch a good true crime doco? Whatever it is, make it happen with a smarter cashback credit card. Don't wait to make smart financial decisions. Compare and find smarter credit cards, savings accounts, and more today at nerdwallet.com. NerdWallet. Finance smarter. As with all cards, credit is subject to lender approval and terms apply.
And then the second step is setting intentions, which, you know, everyone hears about when you hear about manifestation. And this part is really, really important because essentially, like, we're ordering up what we want to experience in every moment with our thoughts and with our sort of focus and attention. And if that is sloppy and unintentional, like what we're going to experience is not going to be satisfying. It's not going to be, it's not going to light us up. It's not going to feel like we like, you know, that sweet spot when you hit the tennis ball, you're like, yes, I'm exactly where I'm supposed to be. If our attention is like all over the place, which actually these days, everyone's attention is so scattered because of just like the way that our brains are being forced to function in this modern age. So honing your attention, honing your focus to align with your intentions is so vital in achieving the experience and the reality that you want to have. So that's the next step is really getting clear. Okay, what do you want? And what are the feelings associated with what you want? Because the intention that you have and the goal that you have or whatever it is that you want, the shortcut and the pathway to get it is to identify the feeling that that represents for you and to start to grow that feeling in your present. Right. And so when you're setting intentions and you're creating a vision board or whatever your process is, and, you know, I lead people through, I'd say, a multi-sensory process, because the more you can get your senses involved, the more you can get into that feeling state. Right. And so, So like, for example, like if you have a desire or an intention and then you ask yourself, okay, well, what will I feel once I have that desire manifested? Okay, well, what does that feeling like smell like? What does it sound like? What does it taste like? What does like it feel like, you know, in my body? What does it like, if I were to like really close my eyes and allow myself to like be in that, what would it be like? And what does it look like? You know, what is the version of me who's experiencing that? And the more that we can be in touch with that, the more we can bring that version of ourselves to be a match, you know, for that outcome, for that reality that is going to manifest.
I think that was a part of the differences, the senses, like the taste. I've never heard of that, like the tasting and the smelling and the, and as you were saying that, I just had this right before we started recording, I used this like lip balm that I found at the bottom of my drawer and I put it on and I was like, oh my gosh, this reminds me of when I manifested the house in LA and the feel, and it instantly made me feel so happy and pumped and excited for the year. And I was like, just the smell of this little like tub of lip balm. And I was like, wow, senses are so important. I think that's very unique to the work that you do.
It is. And your association is so important too. So it's like, once you can identify that and create that, you can like be a little wizard and like orchestrate all these experiences to place you into that state, right? So you're like, and you want to optimize all of your spaces, right? To put you into the highest vibration that is a match for that version of you, right? So if you know, you're like, okay, when I drink this tea, this makes me feel like this. When I, you know, and all like, the smell of when you say, okay, I want to be in love. Okay, well, the smell of love, if I tuned in, what do I smell? Okay, well, I'm going to put that, someone's manifesting love, or even if you already have love, but you just want to experience more love, right? I'm going to put roses by my bed and I'm going to have, you know, rose essential oil and I'm going to wear it because I want to maximize, right? I want to radiate that out. And so there's, you know, identifying those things, and the sound is so amazing. Like the music that is correlated with this, you know, a song or a mantra or whatever you like to listen to in the house. I'm going to have that playing because that allows me to tap into that now. No one needs to wait for anything to manifest in your life. Just start creating it in this moment based around those sensory experiences.
Really quick, I want to ask one thing that goes with that, which is, so just for like, just let me play dumb for a minute and say like all the time, or do we do it like once in a while or on a full moon, or is it just that like you continually try? Cause I'm trying to think of like somebody listening to this and going, do I keep creating these spaces every day? Is it part of my routine? Is it my weekly thing? Is it while I'm journaling? Or is it just like, it's just little pieces that we're going to integrate into the everyday life and allow that to just start seeing, smelling, thinking, feeling, and as the manifestation comes through. Does that make sense?
So yes. Eventually it becomes effortless, right? This is not to make someone work harder. This is to make someone, right? This is to make someone, it's like people talk a lot about self-care, right? And it's like most tailored form of self-care for your unique desires and needs, right? And so it should not be anything that feels like work. It should not be anything that feels like you're dreading doing these things. It's all to add this like extra level of emotion that you desire into your life, right? And so, you know, once you kind of identify these things, it's very simple. It's like, okay, well, it's like a self-inquiry. What, you could even start with, what three feelings am I wanting to manifest? Because the desires that you have, once you do that inquiry, okay, well, what will I feel? And maybe you do a list of 20 things and then you're like, okay, well, the three main feelings that are coming up from this list are love, freedom, and, you know, confidence, let's just say. Okay. And then you go through that exercise. Okay. So what does freedom feel like, right? What does it smell like? What does it sound like? What does it taste like? Like, what does it look like? And you can do a journaling exercise where it's literally like stream of consciousness. Don't hold back. Just let yourself go. And then it's like, okay, what tangible things can I start to integrate? And then once it's there, right? So if you, you know, you have it, it's like, okay, well, this candle, you know, this beautiful scent makes me feel this way, right? And so I'm going to buy that candle. And that candle's going to, when I remember, ooh, okay, I have that candle, I'm going to light it before I have this conversation with someone or a podcast episode because it makes me feel a certain way, right? I have tea that I drink all the time. It's very intentional. That makes me feel really clear, really energized, really, you know, we have all these little tools that we have access to, and a lot of them are free, you know, like being in nature, being outside, breathing, drinking water, moving your body, but like it's the intention behind it, knowing, okay, I'm doing this because I'm cultivating this feeling, is so much more powerful than just doing it. You feel, oh my gosh, I'm moving towards this version of myself. This version of myself is taking action. And when the action is involved, that's when you're really like manifesting a version of yourself in that moment.
And do you, I always feel like when I talk to someone about manifesting and I share my experiences with it, I always say the most important part of the process, and I'd love to hear if you agree with this or if you've got sort of a reframe, is the art of letting it go and like returning back to presence and gratitude. And I feel like every time I've had a massive win in manifesting, it gets to the point where it looks like that thing's not going to come through. And I just fully let go. And I'm like, oh, I'm so happy. I have everything I need. And then the next thing I know, it's like you get the phone call and you're like, you've got the job, or like, you know, the house is yours, like whatever it is. And it, I always get to the point where it looks like it's not happening.
Yeah.
And it's a good way of just being like, oh, well, like my life is wonderful, like taking stock of all the things you already have. So how do you word that part of the process? And do you believe that the let go is important?
100%. That's actually like the last step in my process is the trust and surrender, letting go. Wow. It's just like when you're, think about you're like a business, like a CEO, and you're negotiating a business deal, right? You want to be negotiating. You're strongest when you're negotiating from a place of power where you don't care about the outcome, or if someone didn't agree to your terms, you're willing to walk away. You're not going to sacrifice. You're not like, I need this to happen. You're like, they would be lucky to like be a part of my deal. I know my worth. I know my company has like the ability to like make them a lot of money in this case, right? It's the same thing. It's like you're creating from a place of not needing anything to happen, but that you know that you have the ability to expand and to make fun, you know, enhancements that will add value and that would be really, you know, you can see the desire and the feeling that you want more of, but you're not in a place of needing it to happen, or that, like, because again, it goes back to what I was saying before, that you don't need something to manifest to have the effect of it, right? Like, you can create the internal state and the version of yourself that you believe that desired outcome will bring you in the present. And once you have that power and that awareness that it's not actually the thing or any external sort of situation that's going to bring that to you, you create. It's like, it puts you, when that thing comes to you, it gives you some sort of permission to step into a version of yourself that's already there, but that we kind of see like, okay, well, the outside's like reflecting this to me, so now I can be this. It doesn't work that way. You step into that version of yourself, and then, like you said, effortlessly things open up. Because yes. Like the gratitude for what you have in the moment unlocks so much more. You know, when you're very dissatisfied with something that's happening and you focus on what's missing and what you don't like, you stay stuck in this rut of dissatisfaction. But when you say, okay, hey, it's maybe not exactly what I'd like, but there's actually a couple really good things I can focus on in this. I'm going to focus on those good things and see how I can elevate my feeling state. And when you start doing that, you have access to more goodness. You have access to receive more goodness. So I think to answer your question, I would say the surrendering is like a tight fist that opens up and is able to receive, right? Because when we hold on tight, we cannot receive. We are blocking. We are cutting off our lines of connectivity to what is available when we have a tight fist, when we're gripping, when we're nervous about or anxious about what we can, you know, receive.
Wow. Oh, I love the language. I love like thinking about it also as a fist and then opening up.
Well, you can even think about your body. Beautiful. Like when you're like, is this going to go through? Am I going to get this thing? Is this thing going to come? And like, how does your body feel when you're in that state? Are you tight? Right? Are you nervous? Are you contracted? Right? And it's like, okay, well, what happens if I just relax? And sometimes you have to actually like go through your body to get to that place, because it's sometimes you don't even realize that you're grasping so tight.
So yeah, I read this thing back when I started really getting into manifesting. I first learned about manifesting with this woman called Dr. Karen Kann. This was years ago, like 2010-ish. And I read about her stuff, and she talked a lot about the language and how the universe doesn't understand like the negative, like the not word, right? And I didn't fully grasp the concept. I was kind of like, whatever, I'll just give it a go. And I wrote out this lover that I wanted to call in. And the whole thing was like 2 pages long of like, he is interesting, but not damaged. He is, you know, scruffy, but not a big nose. And so I did this whole, like all these pages of he's this, but not that. He's this. Okay. I literally, Sarah knows exactly the boyfriend I'm talking about. I literally manifested all the good things and the knots. He had both. So it was very confusing. I was like, I'm trying to make this my husband, but I've also got all these things like the emotional abusive side of him. Like I said no to that, but how come I got that as well?
Yes, because you focused on it, right? Like we are focusing our brains are focusing mechanisms, right? And so what you and writing is such an amazing way to like really narrow in the focus, right? When you put something down on paper, it's like saying, okay, I'm dialing into this thought. I'm dialing into this request, right? And so, especially if you're writing not, you know, it's just like, okay, here, I'm laying it out for you. But yeah, and so your mind will find through that process of sort of like filtering, okay, look for this, there's like a scientific like process in our brains, a mechanism that finds what we tell it to focus on. Otherwise we'd have no ability to like function in the world. There's so much going on. We have to say, okay, look for this. And then you'll see this. Right. And then like, I want this. Okay. I'll find that in this person. But I think, you know, and I did an Instagram one time, an Instagram, I think reel or something that was like a menu. If you're in like a foreign country, and you have a menu and you speak a different language than your waiter, and they come over and say, what do you want to order? And you're pointing to the menu and you're like, well, I don't eat gluten, so I don't want that. And I'm, you know, a vegetarian, so I don't want that. But you're pointing to all these things. You're bringing your focus and your awareness to all the things that you don't want. The waiter doesn't speak that language. He's just like, okay, you pointed at this and you pointed at that. So that's what I'm going to bring you, because that's what your attention, right? And so I think of it that way. It's like, okay, you're ordering up from the universe, right? You are literally ordering what you would like. And am I going to say, and like you said, it doesn't matter if you say not this, or it's just going to focus on whatever it is that the thing is that you said, right?
I really changed that when I called in my husband. I was like, right,
I bet.
Now I know I'm not going to put knots. I'm only like, here's this, here's that. We do this together. It's amazing. Yeah. And then of course I like perfectly manifested my husband. Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, oh my gosh.
I also wanted to ask you, I have two more specific questions. I'm sure Sarah has some too, but I'm getting a bit excited here.
Get excited.
I want to hear from you. What are some of your personal biggest wins and some of your clients' biggest wins in this work?
Gosh, there's honestly so many. Like my clients, I get so excited about because I've seen so many things happen that like have happened so quick. Like, I feel like when it happens really quickly, you're just like, whoa, you know what I mean? So
yes,
like, oh gosh, I don't know where to start. But like some people, it doesn't look at first like it's like a good, for example, like it will be a breakup, but then leads to like immediately someone finding the love of their life, the most aligned partnership. Do you know what I mean? But like the break was the key component that was the catalyst for finding the person. But that came from having the self-worth and the courage to say, okay, actually, there can be better than this, right? And knowing that if they trusted that process of, you know, really listening to their truth, that they could find that. So sometimes it doesn't always look like, okay, you know, sometimes it's a loss that's followed by a gain, right?
Yes.
People have, one of my like first clients that I've ever worked with wrote a book, but she wrote it in, I remember we had a conversation and she'll listen to this, I'm sure, after. So, very proud of her. We had a conversation about writing a book literally like 2 months later. She's like, okay, I wrote the book. She like published the book. It happened like so incredibly quickly.
Wow.
So proud of her. And from pregnancies, you know, people finding true love, jobs, people closing deals, people finding their dream home. I mean, it's really just like from the biggest thing to the smallest thing. It's just when people really align with their truth that gets me very like whatever it is for them that they're like, this isn't the thing that is going to like really make me feel like I'm like winning at life, you know?
Yeah.
That has to be defined very authentically, because someone might reach the top of a ladder, a work ladder or some sort of thing that they're working towards, and they get to the top. And the most depressing thing is, oh my gosh, I've been climbing the wrong ladder, right? Like I've been working so hard at this thing that I thought would bring this satisfaction and joy. But really I realized this was not my dream, right? This was like not my dream. This was someone else's dream. And it feels even worse when you get to that place and you're like, what? So really helping people get clear on why they want what they want so that they can be climbing the right ladder towards their dream.
I wanted to ask as well, so how do you respond to any critics who say that manifesting is just reserved for privileged people?
Yeah. So great question. I think in general, like the whole kind of self-help field can feel like frivolous if your basic needs are not being met. Because first and foremost, yeah. people need to feel safe to even enter the realm of being able to dream what they want to create in their life, right? Like, first yes. and foremost, someone needs to feel safe in their life, right? And so if someone's basic needs are not being met, shelter, food, you know, like not mm-hmm. in a place of physical safety, they're probably not even going to be able to receive this information because their nervous system is just like trying in a survival mode place.
To right? survive.
Mm-hmm. However, if someone were to be even in that place and unfortunately not, you know, able to dream up something, you know, other wildest dream, but maybe they hear a conversation about mindset, about manifestation, about where to place the focus, about self-worth, about trusting themselves, right? About going out of their comfort zone to leave maybe a dangerous situation or an abusive yeah. situation. Like, that might unlock for them the ability to just take one step in the right direction until they took another step and another step till their nervous system was able to have space to even think about what they want to create or what they want to do, right? And so no yeah. one will not benefit from this work. Whoever is trying to just expand their life in any way, shape, or form, in any realm of their life, will benefit from just learning how to collaborate with their mind, with their energy, to really like trust and value themselves. It's not elitist work. It's actually something that, you know, is our birthright. It's something that we all were like just designed to be able to function in this way, where we can like dance with the universe and have ownership over our creation in this life. So actually, I think it would be like the saddest thing to not, you know, kind of open up this channel to everyone, you know, rather than just being like, oh, this is, you know, the more people saying it and the more different voices and the, because someone might not resonate with me, but they might resonate with somebody else. And just the more people just empowering people to be creators of their life, in my opinion, the better.
Yeah, I agree. And my husband came from a really impoverished neighborhood in Philadelphia, and he was a homeless kid. He lived on the streets. He had a teenage mom. His dad was a heroin junkie. He like was not served up the greatest start in life. And he's massive on manifesting. He tells everyone, hey, I got out of my situation and this is how I did it. I had a dream and I kept going forward and I believed in it. And he had such expansion that there have been people we've heard his story through this podcast when we had him on, who are in much more challenging situations than what Sarah and I navigate. And they relate to him. They're like, oh, this guy, like his story, that's inspiring to me because that's the sort of neighborhood that I'm growing up in. So you're right. I think, you know, you find your people to be yeah. inspired by. And the more we're all sharing these stories, the better.
Yeah. And just like there's so much information out there and it's, you know, it's most of the information is free to consume, right? And so for me, even studying this work for so long, like I said, since I'm a kid, I'm still like just such a voracious reader of all of this information because I feel like you never like know it all, right? And I don't ever want to know it all. I want to be a student. I want to like, you know, really get to deeper levels. I want to learn from different people who maybe say something slightly different than I've never heard it said. You know, it's just, yeah. there's always something else that you can take away from it, realize something about yourself. And every layer just like sets you a little bit more free, I think, in my opinion.
Yeah.
Well, it's like that thing that you were talking about with the clenched fist and then like opening that up, that like that surrender, that's a way in which someone speaks about it that I've never heard before that makes so much sense. Because as you were talking about, you know, when you're like waiting on that information or you're like sitting in that place of lack or that place of like desperation, like your body does feel really tense. You feel so focused on it. You feel so, you know, it feels a little bit overwhelming. And then you yeah. go like, you know what? I'm just going to let go and I'm going to put it behind me. And then all of a sudden, everything just relaxes and you focus on your gratitude and like where you're at and just the life that you have. And things shift in such a beautiful way. And so I love that you talked about that, because I do think that's such a tangible thing that we can do. Just sometimes when you acknowledge like, wait, I should check in with my body because I'm not feeling great. Oh my God, my shoulders are at my ears. Like, I'm just going to start by saying, okay, let's relax my shoulders. Oh, wow. That feels different. You know, like maybe I'm just going to like shake my hands out a little bit or like whatever it is. And I talk about that with my kids, you know? And so all of this stuff, like, I feel like you can translate over to your family and with your children too, because you want your kids to like be open and like see the world and like this, you know, and be able to connect with the universe in ways that I never did as a child, you know, Teresa as well. Like, this is such a beautiful, more freeing way to communicate.
And do you talk to your kids about this work? And how would you, what would you say to people listening who are like, I want to start incorporating this with my children? Yeah,
definitely. Well, first of all, back to your point, just like the we're all energy. All of us are energy. Everything's energy. And when we're like this and we're like contracted, our energy and our vibration really slows down, right? And we're not able to like reach as much. So we're like going into protective mode, right? And so when you go into protective mode, we're not like reaching out to connect with things. We're like putting a shield up against ourselves, right? And I also talk about that with the like closed fist. When people are trying to conceive and people want to manifest getting pregnant, you really have to think of the womb in the same way. Right. When you're so focused on it and you have such a tight grip around it and you're so dependent on it happening, which of course it's like the most challenging time if you want to get pregnant and you can't, sure. But it's that softening and that visualization of the softening so that you can receive, right? Because ultimately you're receiving when you become pregnant, right? So it's that allowing that to come through rather than forcing it and that closed sort of like muscling your way. And then about kids, it's really, I really try, you know, so I have a 3.5-year-old and I have a 6.5-year-old. The 3.5-year-old, you know, she's a little bit young, I think, for these concepts, but our 6.5-year-old definitely is not too young for this. I feel like it's a really good age. And even earlier, I mean, I think, you know, just subconsciously, they absorb everything that you are and everything that you say and your energy and the way that you understand yourself. They pick up on what you say about yourself. They pick up on everything. They're like a sponge. But I think to consciously communicate, you know, with my older daughter, Amelie, what you're saying about body language and you know, how she's showing up, it's a lot about like, okay, you know, if she has an experience, it's like, okay, this is what happened, but like, how did you show up? What was sort of your creation of the experience too? Like, you know, trying to empower her with ownership over her ability to create her experience. Because I think so often in childhood, you're not given that empowerment. It's very much like, oh, they did that to you, honey. Like, I'm so sorry. Like, you know, but it's like, okay, well, let's talk about this. Like, how were you? How did you show up? Like, can you take ownership over the way, you know, sort of you approach the situation, not in a way that's like harsh, but just in a way of like, it's really empowering to be a creator of your experience and to own it and to be able to sort of work with it and change it. And let's practice. Okay, so maybe if you show up like this next time, I wonder how they'll respond, right? And I wonder if you shift your energy and you shift like the way you're kind of approaching it and wonder what will happen. Like, I wonder, like, it's just interesting. Let's explore what will happen. Like, this is like a game we're playing it. Let's see what happens. Not so serious, you know? I think that there's so many things just like getting someone. I mean, my kids are hilarious with their essential oils and their back massage every night and all these sort of things that they're very, you know, into. My husband was like, oh wow, okay, we've got like a lot of female energy in this house. They're very attuned to their bodies. They're very attuned, and I try to bring that awareness for them. I try to like help them check in with themselves. How are you feeling? Okay, is the way that you're feeling inside reflecting outside? Maybe you feel happy, but you have like a, you know, you look really like bummed on the outside. Do you realize that? Like maybe yeah. that, you know, like that self-awareness is so key.
Yes.
And self-empowerment.
And that's not the language that we were taught when we were younger. I think our generation, it's like, this is sort of new and interesting. And it's really exciting. I love talking about this stuff with my kids.
I know.
Yeah, it really is. It's like endless.
Well, thank you so much. I can't believe that it's already the time.
That's crazy. I know. This is like a vortex. It dissolves. The time dissolves.
It does.
Yes. Oh, I could talk to you forever. I hope on the next The Great Trip, we're all going to be together and we're going to be talking about all the things we've manifested.
I know. Let's manifest that. Let's make that happen.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh. Yes, please.
And easier horses.
Yes. 100%.
Faster horse ride too. Not going to lie.
Yes. I wanted to on the last day of our trip. We had that 3-day trip.
I would like to do one that's not spinning. A non-spinning horse.
Non-spinning horse. Most challenging horse by far.
You were a true.
Oh yeah. My gosh.
Or maybe it was me. Maybe it was just sensing me. Maybe I was too anxious. And so my horse was like, wow, I'm woo.
You were the fist. You were like a spinning fist on the inside.
Oh my God.
Jessie, will you just quickly finish by telling us where people can find you and where they can work with you?
Absolutely. So my website is my name, jessiedelow.com, and my Instagram is at jessiedelow. I have an online course called the Dreamcatcher Course, which you can join at any time. It's a lot of amazing resources and guest experts, myself, and the curriculum, meditations, lots of really helpful tools to help you create your dream reality.
Amazing.
Oh,
we love you so much.
Thank you so much.
I love you guys. Thank you so much. So fun.
You guys have been listening to the Mother Days podcast. You can find us on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts. Bye.
Bye.